Rumpole's Return by John Mortimer, read by Robert Hardy. Chapter 1. One dark, wet, and almost arctic night in springtime. In fact, it was Thursday, the 13th of March, and the sort of brutal English weather which ought to have made me profoundly grateful for where I was at the time. A 35-year-old clerk in the Inland Revenue named Percival Simpson left his evening class in Notting Hill Gate and went, as he always did on Thursday nights, into the delectable Drumstick to buy his takeaway supper. The meal in question consisted of a cardboard box in which was stowed a pale and hairy portion of greasy, battery-fed chicken, and a number of soggy chips. It was, in short, the sort of mass-produced, Americanized food which tastes at the best of wet blotting paper and at the worst of very old bicycle tires. Such a dinner as makes me more than ever anxious for the speedy collapse of civilization as we know it. Having secured this repellent repast, Simpson paid for it with money from the purse, which he always carried about his person, and made his way out of the neon-lit splendours of the delectable Drumstick into the stormy unpleasantness of the street. He was going, as usual, to take the tube to his bed sitting-room in Paddington. Exactly what followed never became altogether clear. Prosecuting counsel failed to elicit a coherent story from the various witnesses, and the defence was, as usual, only too happy to allow the picture to remain somewhat opaque. As Simpson walked along the broad and fairly well-lit pavement, he passed a large and rather muddy vehicle. It was later shown to be a Volvo estate.